I've always really loved being just being in woodland, and I spent a lot of time there as a kid, and I just have so many memories of just sort of wandering through the trees in this very, I don't know, almost Lords of the Rings-esque sort of mossy landscape. Like, it still feels like that really magical space that's sort of separate from everyday life. There's just a real feeling of otherness and just being in the best way possible. Woodland's incredibly special.
The glory of forests and woodlands that Maya Rose Craig describes there is something that I'm sure many people connect with. Certainly that's true of writer Melissa Harrison.
In fairy tales, forests are magical. They're places where the unexpected happens, and they're places where outlaws go, and there are witches there, and bandits, and fairies, and all of the things that we don't have room for in our ordinary, everyday, modern lives. That's where we put them. And we used to have this idea that Britain, it was covered in forest, and we know now that that's not true. But that idea of the original wildwood that sort of stretched right the way from sea to shining sea, I think that lingers on.
As a way to get people connected with their local green spaces, Sarah Bird and Rowan Hoban from the organisation Wild Rumpus have created the Your Forest Project, born out of another project that really put the sounds of forests on the global map. So, we're in this area of Macclesfield where you both live. There's some nice trees. You can hear the road in the background and the train line just below. Plenty of people here today. So is this somewhere that you come to quite a lot to spend some time?
Yeah, we come here all the time as a family, and we have done for years. It's been noticeably busier recently though. But yeah, it's only 2 minutes from my house.
Well, that's probably people like me, because I never used to come here before lockdown, but it's the nearest walkable green space from my house, so now I come here all the time.
Yeah.
And are there many places like this in and around Macclesfield?
Yeah, I would say there's quite a few really, but you have to go looking for them. You don't always know they're there because they're tucked away behind a housing estate. And that's the thing with this. I've walked the same bit of the Bollin 2-3 times a week for years, but I've just found all these new little pathways that go off as well.
So Your Forest came from a project that you ran last year called Sounds of the Forest. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so last July we were due to put on Timber Festival, but we had to postpone due to COVID. And so instead of trying to do something online, we thought we'd ask people to go out to a green space near them and record just 1 minute of sound and then send it to us. We uploaded it to a sound map of sounds from around the world. It's been picked up really beautifully from everywhere. We've got sounds from Brazil, from America, from all over Europe, from the UK.
What we didn't anticipate, I don't think, was the individual stories of connection that people had with trees or forests.
I think it's and about people finding solace in the green spaces near them. We had one really beautiful story about someone whose father had died, and then they found some recordings of some woodlands on their mobile phone and so sent them to us. So it was, yeah, a really beautiful thing.
Someone got in touch to say some sounds that had been recorded back in May last year were taken from the giant redwoods in California, some of which then burnt down in the Californian wildfire. So it's actually this growing archive of forests that are under threat from climate change right now.
Sounds of the Forest was just an invitation for people to go wherever they wanted to go. A lot of those were quite rural areas, but Your Forest is about focusing on urban forests and woodlands and parks and clumps of trees even. Why did you choose to go down that route?
So I think for a couple of reasons. I think because there isn't wild, kind of untouched nature close to everybody's houses, not everybody can kind of stride out, you know, or drive out that weekend 20 minutes into a forest, you know. Then I think living in a place and walking out your front door and then going to somewhere that you are surrounded by trees, even if it's, you know, 400, I think can just create that really intimate and visceral connection with nature right on your doorstep.
So my name is Rhianne Fatanikan, and I'm the founder of Black Girls Hike. When people think forest, they think rural. So when I wouldn't call what's behind my house the forest, I would call it the park and the woods. So I think maybe some people, when they think forest, they think that it's further away from them. So I think most people actually do recreate and appreciate like the local parks and stuff, but they probably never really think that they're actually in the forest. When I'm walking through woodland, it kind of helps me disconnect. It's just all the senses are all activated, but I also feel really curious. So it always feels like an adventure because everything feels new. And I've noticed recently that I've just been taking a lot more notice of things. Yeah, that's what I've been doing recently in the forest.
The Your Forest project is running across a network of 10 community radio stations, many of which broadcast to areas that include some of England's community forests.
Hi, I'm Alex from Forest of Avon Trust, one of England's community forests. There are 10 community forests across England, and they were set up around 30 years ago. All the community forests are independent, but we all work together under the Community Forest Trust. And we have focused the community forests in areas where there's greater social and economic impact that we can make. And we're all about basically bringing trees to people and people to trees. So it's not just about planting those trees, but about providing those activities, empowering individuals to take more action in their local areas.
And for Claire Olvey of the Mersey Community Forest, if anything, trees in urban centres play an even more important role than those in rural areas.
Yes, so we create woodlands and forests at a range of scales. One of our favourite sites was in a very, very deprived part of Liverpool. There was lots of abandoned houses, antisocial behaviour, and out of 48 homes in one row, there was about 20 of them were vacant. So we worked really closely with the community to create a community woodland. There was a demand for properties, if you like, as a result of it.
And for Beth Kelsall of the City of Trees in Greater Manchester, some of the most important benefits come when working with school children.
So we brought some different fruits in schools, and it was quite astonishing, really, how many children, like even in the older classes, how many of them didn't really understand where food came from. And we quite often ask the question, where have we got these from? Where do plums come from? Where do apples come from? And the answer was always just their local supermarket. You know, there are children that recognise they come from trees, but there's a lot that don't. You know, and their astonishment when it's like, oh, it grows on a tree is really, really interesting. So I think since we became City of Trees about 5 years ago now, we've planted over 101 orchards now.
The Your Forest project is all about getting you out into the nature that's nearby and maybe adding to your own local sound map.
So we'd like people to go to their nearest green space or to a place that's familiar to them and to record on their phone 1 minute of sound from that space and then to go online and upload it to the Your Forest sound map.
Yeah, and I think it's important, as well as the birds and the rustling of the trees, we can also hear the trains and the people and the cars. And I think it's about building up a tapestry of those sounds that are everyday to people but are more connected to nature.
And you won't be the first to get out there with your phone in hand.
Hi, this is Dave Fuster from Beverley FM in East Yorkshire. I'm delighted to say that I'm at Wedding Wood, just outside of...
Hi, this is Anu from Radio Fuzza 97.1 FM. At the minute, I'm standing in the midst of Sharp Hill Woods in West Bridgeford, Nottingham. It is very close to the heart of the city, yet...
I'm Dave Neal from 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. I'm standing in Langley Wood, which is part of Hartwood Forest, a woodland...
Hello, this is Paul Golder for Phoenix FM. I'm in Merrymead Forest, which is a small urban oasis in the heart of Brentwood.
Hi, I'm Jill from Salford City Radio. I'm at Clifton Country Park in the Irwell Valley in Salford, set in the industrial remains of the Wet Earth Colliery.
Time to record the first forest sound from Merrymead Forest.
Time to record the first forest sound from...
So here's time to record,
time to record the first forest sound.
Your forest,
for
map?
Forest map.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Even if you're just minded to step outside and rediscover your local greenery, the effects can be magically liberating, according to Jenny Pettican from the Thames Chase Community Trust.
When I'm walking through a forest, I feel the freedom and the ability to disconnect. I feel like it gives me that time to take a full breath and appreciate what's around me and stay grounded and just take a moment. I think that's really important.
The Your Forest project is produced by outdoor arts organisation Wild Rumpus and supported by the Audio Content Fund.
and you can upload your forest recording from your local wood, park or forest at wildrumpus.org.uk/yourforest, or go to the Wild Rumpus homepage.
Why not get out into your nearest woodland area or forest or open green space? I guess Hartwood Forest is probably the best locally, but you could record some of the sounds of what you hear in the woods. Send it in to wildrumpus.org.uk/yourforest.